The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Grace Tollefson.
Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. This prayer comes from church service I was at First Presbyterian in Villisca on Sunday. This was our prayer of confession. If you'd bow with me, please. Mighty God, you are the one who formed us from the dust of the earth. You are the one who has filled us with the breath of life. We pray that your mercy will be upon us as we admit our failures in love and friendship. It is not that we deserve your forgiveness, but that we want to be in a good relationship with you. We know that only through our confessing our sins and your granting us mercy can we stand before you as the people you would have us be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on April 6, 2022, passed the following bills. Senate File 581, a bill for an act relating to deer population management. Senate File 2298, a bill for an act authorizing the Local Emergency Management Commission to assume the duties of a joint 911 service board. House File 604, a bill for an act relating to language literacy development of deaf or hard of hearing children. House File 736, a bill for an act relating to recovering an overpayment to a provider based on specified grounds under a Medicaid program. House File 2154, a bill for an act relating to release certain records maintained by the statewide fire and police retirement system.
Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none. Are there senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point this morning?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for noticing I had my light turned on this morning, although I think I hit it a little earlier than normal. And it's great to be here on a date with my colleagues. I felt that it was important enough. I know we have a light schedule today. And first of all, I want to thank Senator Shipley for the event to celebrate his birthday that's tomorrow maybe, or anyway last night. It was good to have fellowship across the aisle. And I'm here in that kind of same tone as Senator Shipley's event last night, where we sat down as Democrats and Republicans, not as those, but as I was senators working together. Now, the reason I'm here this morning is yesterday, Iowa State released a report. The alma mater of our leader, majority leader, Senator Whitfer. And I know Senator Whitfer is a great Iowa State fan, played football there, supports the university. And I know how busy he is, and I know how busy everybody else is. And I'm quite sure that most people didn't have an opportunity to look at this report. It was put out by Cirrus. And Cirrus is a manufacturing center for industrial research at Iowa State. And they did a survey with all Iowa manufacturers across our great state. And the results are in, and they're exactly what I've been trying to talk about, and others, manufacturers, developers in this state, about what we need to do for manufacturing. And so I just want to hit some of the high points of this. And I know that we're working on our budgets, and Senator Cloker came over and spoke to me about what my concerns with the budget was, and I appreciated our conversation. I know that as a former chair of the Economic Development Budget for the Senate, It was always difficult because the amount of money that I had in my target, which was handed down by the majority leader and the leadership, never really matched the needs. So as the senator has to work through these issues, it's really difficult to try to move money around to make sure you hit where the greatest investment is. And yesterday, a little pressure was taken off. I got to thank Governor Reynolds for using the American Recovery Act money that was passed in Congress that is going to invest in the things that I talked about for decades in the legislature about the quality of life initiatives and how important it is to recruit people to our great state. Unfortunately, it's really too late to deal with that workforce problem right now because the projects that are going to get funded, and rightfully so, in about time, thank you, Congress, not our legislature, thank you, Congress, for this, but they got to be completed by 2026. We've got a crisis right now. We can't find workers right now, and it is pointed out in this survey. And so the executive findings talk about this. What are your key findings? One, raw material costs, availability of Iowa workforce, and these are the top concerns limiting growth over the coming years. Well, the limited resources to manufacturing also goes back to where they purchase the parts, and they're having trouble with their workforces. Iowa's workforce problem isn't unique. Everybody in the country has it. And I talked earlier about the Red Queen principle, which basically says all the running you can do just keeps you in the same place. So we haven't been doing the type of running, investing in the things that we need to invest in Iowa to keep us in the same place. We've been falling backwards. So what can we do now, given that the great projects that are out there on the table in our communities across all of Iowa, that our developers and community leaders all want, that are going to apply immediately for this $100 million, and also use the tourism dollars that are so important to our state to tell our story right now. That's the real plus of the now of this $100 million, to convince people that the things that they're hearing about Iowa and the national press aren't necessarily the kind of things that they want to come to Iowa for, but we've got a lot to offer. And as an individual has ridden on Ragbri, Register's great annual bike ride across Iowa for 38 years, I have grown to love this state. I can remember back when I had to sit during the farm crisis with farmers in their communities talking about how they were going to lose a Century Farms and breaking down and crying, talking to me, a deer worker in Waterloo. And I've watched our communities grow, the ones that had the opportunity to invest and the others that didn't. You know, rural Iowa is important, but one thing has been consistent in all those years is the quality of Iowans, the people who make Iowa great, your and my constituents. So we got to do all we can help talk about that. And so I'm a great supporter of the tourism. But what we can do to help manufacturing and manufacturing leader Whitfer is to put some more resources into it. One of the things that they say in this survey is that 87% of all the manufacturers, and I think they ended up looking at 130 some different manufacturers across Iowa in every one of our districts, is they talk about the importance of implementing what they call Industry 4.0 technology. Now, I thought it might want to say just briefly about what the heck 4.0 technology is. Just seems like a buzzword, but 4.1 has been identified in the Industrial Revolution that occurred in the late 1800s. And then 4.2 occurred in the early 1900s, and that was the mass production in manufacturing. 4.3 occurred in the 1970s and the early 2000s, and that was robotics and automation. And now 4.0 is the digital involvement in manufacturing, like the Internet of Things, where you hook up digital devices to your equipment to get better outputs, and the new technologies such as 3D printing, additive manufacturing, you go down the whole list. So 4.0 technology is looking at increasing productivity, and Cirrus's research has shown that the one way that we can help manufacturers in the state of Iowa deal with their workforce crisis is look towards massive increases in productivity because of this investment. Now, I see some laughing going on over there, and I hope you're laughing at me, but not what I'm telling or trying to tell you. Because this is important to our state. I'm here representing the Democratic caucus. I'm the only one here. And I've done this before on a Friday when nobody was here, and I didn't get any response. But Iowa is in the most serious crisis for growth because of the shortage of workers. They call it a pinch point. You can have all the demand in the world, but if you don't have the workers to produce the parts and the manufacturing that we have opportunities to do in this state, you're not going to move forward. The report points that out. It's a response from manufacturers across this state. So a couple of things that we could do. One, we can put more research dollars into our manufacturing 4.0. And I happen to represent the area at Deering Company, one of their old buildings where the University of Northern Iowa has what they call the Tech Works, and now it's Manufacturing 4.0 Center. So they are working with Iowa manufacturers to infuse this technology all across the state of Iowa. One of the things that they're doing, and one of the things that manufacturers are talking about, isn't just having enough workers. They need the workers who understand this technology and can apply it at their manufacturing workplaces. And the University of Northern Iowa, Iowa State, their research centers, Cirrus, they are training the workers of Iowa today. So there are a couple things that we could do. One, we can make sure that in demand occupations such as that, we find a way to lower the tuition rate to make it more acceptable, not only for Iowans to take on these programs, but people from out of state. Now, I talked about earlier on the floor about the University of Northern Iowa, 50% of their out-of-state students at the university stay right here. That's recruiting people immediately. Iowa State, the number isn't as high, but they got a larger population. It's almost 25% of those students. So if we can look at a way in high-demand occupations, especially manufacturing, to help put grants in to lower the tuition rates in those occupations for Iowa, we can do it. Now, I've got a lot more ideas, but I'm not going to go on forever, although it's quite possible I can, because I've been doing this for my entire 26 years in the Iowa legislature, listening to manufacturers on the economic development budget, which funds our region's universities, University of Iowa also does great manufacturing in medical devices, and the research that they're doing is stunning. Iowa State is known across the country and the world as being a research facility, and they solve problems for manufacturers. Our three Regents universities are some of the best in the country when it comes to technology, and I'm proud to be stand here and talk about them. So, Senator Whitfer, I know you got tough decisions to make. We've got the federal gift, thanks to Democrats in Congress, and I hate to say this, but this is true. Every single Republican senator that came from this chamber voted against that money. And I'm not going to mention their names. And even the governor spoke against it. But I'm so happy that we're putting it to good use in Iowa to do the things that we probably should have done a long time ago, because the running we did back then was really standing still, and we weren't moving forward, we were moving backwards. So, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I appreciate this opportunity to speak, and I would hope that our fellow members will sit down and let's have a further discussion about how we can do with some of the resources we have right now. I know that the ending balance for this fiscal year is projected to be $100 million. Now, I know you're trying to save money because of the tax cuts and the investment that, those tax cuts are going to supposedly create and make in Iowa, and I'm hoping that occurs. But I know that Senator Gronstall and then Speaker Paulson found a way to put dollars into a fund that was the innovation fund that was located through the innovation part of, Director Durham's Economic Development Authority. And that money wasn't given to a legislator that happened to have something in their district that was in need. It was put into a committee and let them decide, much like our Community Traction Tourism Enhance Iowa Board does, to put money into some additional resources into the Innovation Fund so that Director Durham and the people that understand technology in the state of Iowa and the various disciplines that are put out there through the Technomics Report that we paid for in the state of Iowa to look at where's the best place to put our investments, to put that in there and allow us to have some additional resources that can help our communities across the state of Iowa. So thank you, Mr. President. It's been an honor to speak to my colleagues this morning, and I look forward to working with everybody as we try to move the state of Iowa forward as session comes to a close. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, April 11th at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, April 11th at 1 p.m.